Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Let's play a timely edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted,
where I find the old tweets of our fellow WFAN coworkers, and you guess who tweeted it. Are you ready?
Yes.
November 7th, 2019. Philip Rivers is as overrated as I am chunky.
That's easily Sean.
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
I mean, of course.
I didn't even give you the other option.
Because he was defending Eli, I'm sure.
Is that what that tweet was about?
I've had a long war of Eli versus Rivers in my life.
Tiki, aren't you curious who Evan thinks is chunky here at the radio station?
I'll tell you, I had it written down. I had Giannotti written down.
Well, that's
Big
not fair
Mac, Chris McMonagle, Sean Morash, and Evan Roberts. That was my grouping of people.
What a swerve.
Yes. You know I wouldn't have. There's no way you're considering yourself chunky.
That I would have tweeted that in 2019. Probably yes. Not. This is also about Philip Rivers from a similar time period, October 6, 2019. Philip Rivers is the most overrated player at any position in pro sports history. What? Take that for a take. Huh. Is that
Sean Morash?
You are correct.
I'm getting the trend here.
I don't run for my Rivers
take. Why do you hate Philip Rivers? He's such a God-loving, multi-father, now still trying to play football player.
You know why? Because every time I lost in a knockout pool, it was a Philip Rivers implosion.
Yeah.
Every time.
He tended to do that.
All the time. Philip Rivers screwed me more than any other quarterback in NFL history.
That's not what this is about.
It's
this
also
is about
Eli versus Rivers.
Yes,
sure.
Of course it is. It's not an Eli thing.
But I'm telling you, go to somebody, there's multi-layers to my Rivers stuff. Believe me.
Real quick, I think it's awesome that Philip Rivers is coming back.
I do too, ironically.
Well, it makes the Colts watchable. Like, I am excited to watch 44-year-old, and it's not even that he's 44. To me, it's the fact that he hasn't played in 4.5 years.
He hasn't played in 4.5 years. Let's not forget, he came to the Colts in 2000.
Right? 2020.
2020.
Pandemic
2020,
year.
The pandemic year. Played pretty well.
Played really well.
And then retired.
Yes.
Made the playoffs.
Exactly. And then, like 3 years later, he signed a one-day contract or whatever it was.
This July,
signed a one-day contract to retire as a Charger.
It's crazy.
And now he's playing again with the Colts.
Dude, it's awesome.
And if he's on the active roster, he has to go back on the waiting list for the Hall of Fame, which he just arrived as a semifinalist.
You have to respect that. Because whether that hurts or helps his Hall of Fame chances, I don't think anyone could really tell. The fact that as soon as he's activated.
Well, if he comes back and he wins and he helps the
that enhances his resume.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Get to the postseason and get to the championship game. Philip Rivers is going to be legend.
Teak, here's the problem. If I didn't have draft attachments to this, I would become the biggest cult Philip Rivers guy. I would totally root for that story to win a championship. Like, how cool would that be? The problem is that negatively affects the football team I root for based on the draft pick trade that they made for Sauce Gardner. But otherwise, if you took that away, oh my God, this would be the most compelling thing in the NFL, and I'd be all over it. The problem is, while I'm interested in watching him play, I need him to lose.
Right.
I hate to say it. Anyhow, this is from July 30th, 2020. Fans, no fans. Edwin Diaz stinks. Is that Sal Licata, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think that's Tommy.
You're wrong.
It sounded like a Tommy take. Edwin Diaz stinks.
Fans, no fans, because this is during the pandemic. Edwin Diaz stinks.
Gio.
You're wrong.
Sal?
You're wrong.
I have no idea.
Me. I'm a baby.
Yes. After this hour and a half rant of loving Edwin Diaz, the greatest closer that you could, only one you could trust ever in your life. You said he stinks?
Correct.
Was that opening day?
That may have been opening
day. I'm a baby.
But that's a part of why I love him so much. And I think we all respect him so much. He went through hell
right
to emerge as the best closer in the history of the franchise. I've got worse than that. I had a rant with Beningo after he blew a game against the Nationals in 2019 in which I have it somewhere. Maybe we could play it at the end of the show or towards the end of the show on a little FAN flashback. We went nuclear on Edwin Diaz. But that's a part of his greatness that he was able to overcome that.
Right.
So, yes, I did tweet, fans, no fans, Edwin Diaz stinks. And finally, this is from June 6th, 2019. Major League Baseball has announced that the blown save will now be called Edwin Diaz. Is that?
Oh, that's Evan Roberts.
I haven't even given the choices. Is it Evan Roberts?
Yes.
Greg Giannotti?
Yes.
Sal Licata?
Yes.
Or Tommy Lugauer?
Yes. It's all of you.
It's all of us?
All you crazy Met fans. I think it was led by you.
You're wrong.
Then it was Tommy.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
That was Tommy.
I knew it was one of you morons.
We have no remorse for that because that's the beauty of Diaz. That's who he was in 19 and 20.
He just got here.
Dude, he was terrible.
Okay, but he had just got here.
But there was, as Evan alluded to in our open, there is a deep-rooted disdain for Met fans when it comes to closers because we've had so many bad ones over the years or guys that couldn't get it done in the big spot.
Right.
And Edwin came with all this, you know,
hype,
hoopla,
right,
and he stunk right out of the gate.
This is why, and I know this is a discussion for July, assuming I'm out on vacation that week, this is why it will be very difficult to not give Edwin Diaz a standing ovation. Mm. Because despite my anger today about him apparently wanting to leave and go to Los Angeles, and yes, leaving to go to Los Angeles, a part of the Edwin Diaz story was not just being a great closer, but was overcoming this.
Yeah.
Overcoming maniacs like me, like Tommy, like Joe, like Met fans. He was a disaster in 19. I didn't even like him in 2020. And he came out of it as the most reliable closer in my lifetime. And I think that adds to his story. It's. I'm not saying it's the same as you, but a part of why people love you is that you didn't just come into the NFL and dominate. You struggled. And when people see you overcome that, it's like, yeah, I watched Kiki go from, what the hell was that? He's putting the ball on the ground, to a future Hall of Famer. You don't think that adds to your story?
It shouldn't be easy.
Exactly.
Right? It's hard. Playing in professional sport is very hard. Some guys just get it right away. Your guy, Curtis Martin, I mean,
he felt like it was easy for him. 1,000 yards every single year for a decade. But it's not always. And when you overcome things, it makes you as a player appreciate it. You appreciate your success more, but I think the fans do as well.
Edwin Diaz, according to Joel Sherman, took deferrals on this deal. It will deferrals on the Diaz deal with the Dodgers is $4.5 million annually for 3 years. For luxury tax purposes, that will calculate at roughly $21.1 million. So, I mean, he signed for $23 million, so it's not a huge difference, but some slight deferrals on the Edwin Diaz deal. He's a Dodger. Is he dead to you, Tommy? Do we give him a debt to me?
Yes.
He's dead to you?
Yes.
All right, say it like Tiki did about Saquon.
Edwin Diaz, you're dead to positive, Tommy.
Okay, I have a follow-up question to that then. Mm-hmm. It's the 2026 World Series. It's Game 7, and Edwin Diaz is in to close out the three-peat versus the Yankees.
Edwin Diaz, I love you. Play the trumpets.
Play the trumpets. Okay. Tommy be playing the trumpets in his apartment that night. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. JT is in Jersey City. Hey, JT.
Hey, how we doing, Evan and Tiki?
Terrible.
A bad day.
Yeah.
The Mets fans.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you guys the answer here, all right, because I hear you going back and forth. So here's the deal with this whole thing. So hear me out on it. Okay? And Aretha Franklin is turning over in her grave. Okay? It has to do with respect. Okay? Mm. They saw Juan Soto signed last year. You know, Stevie rolled out the red carpet. Alex Cohen. By the way, where's Alex Cohen? Nowhere to be found, right? Now, all of a sudden, they see Nimmo pushed out of town. He was making too much money. You know, Pete was nickel and dimed last year. All right, eventually he got his $30 million. Now it's like, oh, we can't pay Edwin. And Edwin's like, why would I want to stay here? They're not signing any free agents anyway. Let me get out of town and go win myself a ring. So I think it's all coming to a culmination. Why would a free agent want to come here right now? Can you answer that?
I think free agents always want to go to places where they get paid
money.
That is 99.9% of the examples.
Yes.
But he brings up, I guess, an anger or a jealousy of the way Juan Soto was treated in free agency. Do you buy that?
I mean, I don't think so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.